It's great to be a Cubs fan nowadays. Hey, Carm, are you there?
I'm here, Patty. Is this not fun?
This is very fun. Where are you, like, in some secluded location? It sounds like you've had to hide in someone's basement or something to do this broadcast.
That's not good. I'm live in my palatial apartment out here in my one bedroom condo where, soon I'm sure there will be lots of people coming over with different gifts for me and all sorts of things.
Is it your birthday?
No, it's most definitely not my birthday, but I just feel like, you never want to play the world short, Patty. It's possible that at any moment in time, somebody could want to come over and, say hello and give you a gift.
Did you guys say it was Mark's birthday? Happy birthday, Mark.
happy birthday, Mark.
Hey, happy birthday.
Thanks, Craig. Nice, thanks, yeah. Patty. You guys are so special. It's coming around August 11th, I'm sure we'll...
That's right. We're Leos. I forgot that we have our birthdays are in the same week.
I actually have the same birthday as Andrea Darlis, so we should all have a party.
I think that sounds like a great
idea. So should
we
go to Andrea's house?
That sounds great.
For presents?
Yeah. For the person not in the conversation should definitely be the person hosting our birthday party. I like that. I like that plan altogether.
Well, and Andrea's the most senior WGN member. She should host it.
I am a little confused, though. Are we going to the party like this week, or are we waiting till August 11th?
That's a good question.
I think the celebration starts now.
I agree. I think the element of surprise has a very small window for us now that we've.
So we're going after the show, is what we're all saying.
Yes, we're heading over to Andrea Darlis' house. Yeah,
that wake up call is going to be like a wake up show up in person.
She's
now.
She's going to be so angry.
Yeah.
Not if we have enough presents.
She's probably getting up right around 2:30 anyway, though, so it'll just be like the best day of her life.
Yeah, we have to find out when she does get up. I think that would be the best day of her life, is us showing up while she's still trying to wake up. And that's a good plan. That's a good plan. I like it.
I love coming into the WGN radio parking lot in the morning and seeing Andrea as she perhaps applies some makeup to herself at 5:32. I think that's her general ritual.
I don't know. We should be giving away these elements of her day and letting people know what she like. You don't want to give anyone's routine away.
When does she eat lunch?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
I have gone to Chinese food with Andrea back in the day for lunch, so I would say she on average eats lunch at 12:06.
Oh, okay. Great. And now we know exactly where she is every day at 12:06.
Snacks?
Is this why you brought me on tonight, by the way?
is it surprising?
No.
Okay, let's. Before we get to the Cubs, because I'm still glowing from having stayed up way past my bedtime to watch Bull Durham. It was on. I don't even know what station it was. I don't know what network it was. All I know is I turn on my television and we're at Annie's house and just moments before the speech. Actually, it's when they're at the bar and he's going to start fighting with the Nuke Lelouch. And he said you couldn't hit water if you fell out of a boat. All that stuff.
Is anybody else had the vision that in another lifetime you were Annie Savoy, Patty, other than me?
Again, I was Annie from Field of Dreams. I'm actually more like that now. Oh yes, in another life, in another incarnation, if I was born in the Carolina League area, yeah.
Yes. those were your summers for a little while.
Sure.
Why not?
Sure, breaking in a rookie, why not? Breaking in, giving one of the players a little help around the edges, why not?
And you have a beautiful house. You go to baseball games. I mean, it doesn't look like a terrible life from a distance.
That's what you'd say she was doing, giving players a little help around the edges. That's what that's called. Oh my God!
Sure. Well, they're playing baseball. They're practicing. Maybe we're out back playing catch. I'm trying to teach him how to breathe out of his eyelids. You don't know, like
really out back, Patty, though. Mm-hmm.
you're reading poetry.
Yes.
You're providing wisdom. Mm-hmm. You're making the world a better place.
Right, and teaching him how to wear a garter belt, which, by the way, I could. Rose goes to the front, big guy. So that it was a lot of fun. Oh my goodness, it's a natural disaster. And by the way, Craig, it was fun to hear my line, my favorite line, which is such a funny Nuke Lelouch. I want to announce my authority with my presence with authority. You want to what? I want to announce my presence with authority. You want to announce your presence with authority.
Just like the Cubs are doing, Patty?
Oh, my God. It's amazing.
Oh, my God.
Carm, this is ridiculous. What is it? We're 25 and 6? Is this what we're at?
25 and 6. If Craig can actually do the math for me there, 25 divided by 31, multiply that number by 162, it'll figure out what we're on pace for. I forgot to do that before the show. It's one of the great exercises. So I think we're probably up to about 130. How what's it? What
That's
is it?
around 80%, right? So they'd win 80% of their games. So 162, they'd only lose 32, 33, 40 games at most. So you're talking about 120 wins or so?
Yeah, I think we're at like 127, but I think we're at 127 before tonight, and I think now we're at about 132. So like a roughly a 132 and 30. The record, Patty, is 116, set by the 2001 Seattle Mariners and the 1907 Chicago Cubs. So, I mean, this is the year. This is the year of breaking records. I mean, Golden State won 73 games beating the Bulls. So I think we rightfully should take back our title in the city. And I am starting the hashtag 117. And to me, that is the goal right now. We're going for 117 wins.
They are on pace to win 130.6 games.
130.6. So they're well ahead of the pace. They can lose a couple games here and we'll be fine.
I was watching the game at a was trying to find some place to get something to eat and watch the game. And I found a lovely tapas restaurant. By the way, tapas, every time someone hears that, they hear topless. Top us, top TAPAS. It's a Spanish word, basically for kind of small plates, and called the Black Bull in Wicker Park. It was fantastic, and so I'm the only person sitting there at the bar watching the game. There are other people having their nice little dinners and a glass of wine, and that grand slam. I was screaming so hard, Carm, when the Padres hit a grand slam against us and brought us within one run. It was a little much. It was a little much for me. It was a little.
Yeah, I was in the park tonight, and the people behind me, they got very nervous. And I said, I don't know why you guys are even sweating this. We're up a run. These are the 2016 Chicago Cubs. There's a gentleman by the name of Hector Rondon, who is 6 for 6 in save chances, and he'll be coming in the ninth, and this game will be over. And that's exactly what happened. Mm-hmm. I didn't even blink, to be honest. I just kind of said, oh, that's out of here.
I blinked. I'm going to be honest.
It sounds like more than blinking.
made that noise a lot. I don't know if that sounds a little different. I apologize.
You know what I learned tonight being in the park as I was doing my doctoral dissertation on the Chicago Cubs?
What did you learn? Do you have graphs? Are you doing a graphs? Are you doing footnotes? What are you working on right now? What component are you on?
I mean, at this point, I mean, you really just got to take it to the next level, at least in my opinion. So Anthony Rizzo, he comes up to, you get to pick your walk-up song when you come to the plate. So he comes up to Bad Blood, which,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So Bad Blood, you're talking about Taylor Swift. And really, to me, I was like, I'm sitting there scratching my head thinking to myself, does Rizzo have, like, was there a rough breakup going on here?
Is he sending someone a message?
I mean, I feel like it's a message sender when you go Bad Blood. And then, and I'm going to come up short here, but I'll tell you anyway. There was another song, and I'll figure it out. But it was like, it basically was saying like, now I moved on and I'm past you. That was like his next at bat. It was like it's like Rizzo is sending messages in my warped world to ladies of his life in the past and in the present.
312-981-7200. Guess the song Mark was describing. Is it Since You've Been Gone? Is that Kelly Clarkson?
Hang on here, Craig.
Since You've Been Gone.
It was not Since You've Been Gone. Okay. It was more of a country. I'm worried if I start messing around with my phone, I'm going to lose you guys with this new configuration that we've successfully configured. So
is this what I sound like when I'm broadcasting? No, okay. I'm just wondering. I mean, you sound great, Carmen.
Is it bad?
No, it
is
sounds
it
great. No, it sounds great.
Okay.
It's my headphones.
Now, I mean, Carmen, you do sound a little bit like you're trapped in a tunnel of some kind. I mean,
do you want to call me back on the regular phone? Would that be better?
Well, just you're not in a well, right? You're just definitely.
We're more concerned about your safety,
right?
We just want to make sure that you're not in someone's trunk.
No,
yeah,
no,
that's all.
No. I don't know.
Not twice if it's not safe.
No, you sound great.
Okay, well.
Just different. It's just different than your phone. I'm not used to it. 312-981-7200. Let us know how Carm sounds. More after this on 720 WGN. You're listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. Joining us from a undisclosed location is Mark Carman. Carman was at the game today. And you were saying that Rizzo came up to this song. Did he come up to Bad Blood? And you suspect?
He came up to Bad Blood, Patty, and I figured out through the magic of my phone that the other song that he came up after that was I Woke Up Still Drunk on You, Thomas Rhett.
So that seems a little less bad breakup kind of a thing, or
right?
So it's confusing.
I mean, to me, it was like we got to go through the personal life of Anthony Rizzo through his at-bats tonight.
The emotional journey of his recent relationships? Is that what you think?
You think I'm reading too much into it, perhaps?
I kind of like it. I don't know, but maybe those are his jams. Maybe, like, he's in the shower and he's like, Bad Blood, you know, I don't know.
I mean, yeah, that's the thing. Like, what dude really jams out to Bad Blood?
But This guy does that.
Craig does. Craig
Taylor
does.
Swift is amazing.
Mm-hmm. He loves him some T-Swift.
Yeah. Sorry.
I mean, I love her too, but, like, Bad Blood... Like, if you're going to pick a Taylor Swift song, don't you go with, like, something other than Bad Blood?
What would you say?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to paint myself in a terrible... Because, like, my favorite is Mean.
I was going to say Mean. Mean's my favorite, too. You're still mean. And I've gone off and done great things, and you're still mean. That's basically her song.
Now, that is older Taylor Swift when she was still country. So are you guys both saying that you prefer country Taylor Swift
apparently.
To poppy
is
Swift?
There, is there a problem? I don't think Tay Swift would have
to
problem.
Tay-pop?
Tay-pop? Yeah. Tay country, Tay pop.
I think it's one of the more mortifying things that I've admitted to on the radio that I've rocked out to Mean, but I love Mean. It really it does something for me.
Well, I have to agree with you. It's a good one. I have to ask you where you were watching the Cubs game on Sunday on Mother's Day.
On Mother's Day, it's a good question. See, I went actually, Patty, before the game. To Wrigley, and there are interviews available at WGNRadio.com. Check out the one-on-one podcast. I met up with Justin Grimm, fine Cubs reliever, Pedro Strop, and Jason Hayward. Talked some Mother's Day and the Mother's Day influence. Actually, Justin Grimm told me as a freshman he would like to sleep, 11, 12 o'clock, would never get up. His brother couldn't get him up. His dad couldn't get him up. One day his mom just like yanked him out of bed and like took him right to his baseball coach and said, my son thinks he's John Smoltz, Greg Maddux. Can you tell him that he's not and actually work with him? And from that point on, from that point on, he was a little bit more committed, perhaps not sleeping till noon, and look at him in the big leagues now.
Okay.
But then I came to GN, did the old beat, and then, the Cubs game goes in extra innings, so I left going to Wrigley hoping that it would get extended and I could just watch extra inning baseball. And as I was driving over there, Javi Baez hit the home run. So I was actually kind of bummed. Like, I was just excited to watch extra inning baseball.
I think a lot of people were, happy to get on with, because there had to be so many plans that were suspended, whether it was dinner reservations, we've got to watch the rest of the game. You couldn't get on with Mother's Day if you weren't at the park. I mean, I'm sure I was watching the game and then I was sitting in my car listening to it, which was tough. It turns out they are on the radio, Craig. I found them. I had to.
No, Patty, they're not on the radio. No, it was a miracle.
I had two wires that I just sort of twisted and stuck out the window.
I think that's a miracle, Patty. I don't think they're on the radio anymore. The Cubs took a random stance this year.
Strange thing.
Right.
But no, it's just fun to watch them. It really is amazing. Do you, Carm? I'm not getting wrapped up in any of the we're going all the way. I'm taking every win and loss as it comes. We're not living and dying by wins and losses this year. That's what it feels like, doesn't it?
Well, along those lines, Patty, the Chicago Cubs have lost six games all year long. How many games have you been to?
I've been to one. Oh, stop! I've been to a game that they lost.
And who did you go with?
I went with you.
Yeah, and they lost.
I know. We gotta get a do-over.
That's just like...
It's not our fault.
Okay, I mean, I agree with you, but I think we do have to look in the mirror. If we go again and they lose again, then we're in dangerous territory.
We have some serious soul searching, yes.
Can I ask, Carm, how many games have been rained out this year?
Well, they were rained out last night. I'm not sure, Craig.
This guy had tickets to that rain out a couple weeks ago. So when I try to go, they don't even play.
Something occurred to me on the way here when I heard they're playing a doubleheader tomorrow. They're playing a 12:05 and a 7:05. There's no other game. Is there any other game? Any other game in sports that you would play two to make up for a game? Does anyone else do a doubleheader? There wouldn't be a reason for, right? Hockey and football
I mean. I mean, it's happened in basketball or hockey where there's something wrong with the arena and they have to, you know, basketball, it's happened where the air conditioning's not working, the floor gets too wet or the ice melts. Stuff like that has happened. But
you couldn't, two games, you couldn't do a doubleheader.
No, it would never be a doubleheader. Of course not. No. No, this is the only doubleheader.
That's a great thing about baseball. Well, you sit a little, you run a little, you catch a little. You guys could do it twice. Let's catch up more. Carm, can you hang out after 12:30?
Of course.
Thank you. I appreciate that. We're talking to Carm. Follow him on Twitter at @TheCarm. More after this, 720 WGN. Yes, Craig, I have to say that Tay Country is I also like Dixie Chicks. I like
Taylor
Jody Messina.
Taylor Swift can write lyrics. Yes. She just can write them.
Yes.
I don't care what type of music it is. I like pop Tay Swift better.
Yeah, I'm with Carm. That's one of my favorites, Carm. Yes?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I'm getting emotional over here just hearing it. Why you got to be so mean?
Why you got to be so mean? I dated a boy in college. Let's call him Tom because that was his name. Oh, so when that song came out, I was like, yes! You know, my guess is he's still mean, although he's a pediatric oncologist and one of the top doctors in his field at the Mayo Clinic. But that's fine. I mean, you know.
But he's still mean.
He's for children. He saves children's lives.
But on a personal level, mean.
I'm just saying, things turn out differently sometimes. That's all. Carm, I know that I texted you earlier. I'm going to go ahead and have an on-air meeting for our social lives. We're going to go see the Nelson Street Revival on Friday at Space in Evanston. And I'm inviting all of our listeners. I'm introducing the band on Friday. And I'm excited that you're going to come with us.
I'm excited to be there, Patty. You sent me the text and then I did the old YouTube search and got into the old, they got a lot going on there.
They're fantastic.
A lot of action on this band.
Oh, they're great.
They're actually a fairly new collection too. All the musicians are seasoned, but the collection itself is actually fairly new, Mark. So it's hard to find all that stuff online, but they are incredible.
Yeah. Magnificent musicians. And I apologize to our listeners. They wanted more music last night. What happened, we try to do four songs with bands, but there was so much to set up. There was a lot of breakdown from the band before them with Justin's show. And with the amount of equipment they had, we kind of got crunched for time. So I apologize to all the fans of the Nelson Street Revival. Next time we have them on, we will plan ahead and make sure we get at least three or four songs.
But now you just got to go on Friday.
That's what I meant to say. You know what? You got to go on Friday. And come hang out with us at Space in Evanston. Hey, Carm, if you want, you can meet us down here and I'll carpool. I'm going to see if the Marines can do Semper Film a little early on Friday so we can do that and then carpool to Evanston.
Wow.
I know.
Wow. That's a two for Friday right there. Mm-hmm. And if you, I'll just throw in on the old promotion here. If you've never been to Space in Evanston, it's an awesome, wait for it, space. You should go. It's really cool there. It's a good spot. So that's yet another reason to come on out.
I'm looking forward to it. And I've never been there. And then, sadly, Craig and I will have to jump early to get to work.
Yeah, we kind of got to do a radio show.
We'll start calling in for our own show. Do you think we could do that?
You might be able to get that pulled off once. I am the producer of it. I really am supposed to be on this side of things.
I have a lot of plans for our Marines, by the way. I don't think they realize what's coming down the hill for them because we have Semper Film on Friday, and I reached out to a studio on the north side. Carm, you know that I've been doing CrossFit for a while.
And I do.
Most people. I believe that. Thank you. I believe most people do shots now when I mention that I do CrossFit. But I just I have a new addiction, and I want you to try it, and I want to see if I can get perhaps some of the Marines to do it with me. It's called the Bar Method. And it's basically the way I describe it is angry ballet. And it's very hard. It's harder than anything I've done as a workout in my life. I almost threw up last week in class. Steve's, because I'm happy? What just happened there? Who did that?
I played nothing, so I don't know.
I touched nothing.
That sounded like the song Happy.
I did.
That's what it sounded like.
I could name that song in one note.
One thing. Man, that was amazing.
Carm, has there ever been a workout that was sort of outside the box for you that you thought, well, this is something I could benefit from, but it's so hard? Have you ever tried that? Anything like that?
I lost you for a second, Patty, so I missed everything you just said in the last 22 seconds.
Carm, did you lose us because the song Happy came on your phone by some chance?
No, that's not what happened. Okay. But I don't think that's what happened, although anything's possible. Have I ever tried anything
outside of the your sort of typical workouts? You know,
Yes.
What did you try?
Let's see. Well, I mean, this past week, I did Pilates for like the first time in forever.
That's a good example. Pilates is sort of similar to the bar method. How did that go for you?
It was the easiest Pilates class of all time, and I still nearly died.
Is your core on fire?
It wasn't like, you know, it's just you look around the room and I mean, this was like a 6 a.m. class and everybody in there is like considerably older than me. And they're all just able to, you know, have their feet in the air. No problem. Mine are dropping. And then I wouldn't say I was on fire. I was out of balance. I was falling over the whole, it was just not, I wasn't there. It was a pathetic performance.
Well, why are you doing, go ahead.
I've done Pilates just like at home. And they seem so simple. And then the next day I'm like, oh my gosh, my abs are on fire.
Uh-huh.
So I feel like it's easy. You just have to be really stretchy.
And that's why, like, you work those abs.
It's like
though.
A sneak attack. It sneaks up on you.
I agree.
You get a strong core and everything else just rolls together. It's all about the core these days, as they say.
I agree. Well, that's what the bar method, again, works on. So I'm going to see if I can get the Marines to do the bar method. There's a lot of, like, pliés and on your toes. It's a lot of isolated movement is what they do. It's repetitive. It's sustained. And that's why it's harder, I think, than CrossFit. Because CrossFit, you lift something for a few minutes. You take a break. You walk over to another station. You jump rope. I'm not dissing all my friends at CrossFit. But it's also building the larger muscles. And I think I've gotten to where I can taper off a little bit.
Are you supposed to, do you get with the bar method, do you get like a ballerina-esque body, like a dancer body, longer muscles and all that?
Well, and that's why I posted, there's a picture I posted yesterday when I was doing CrossFit. I had the barbell, I was lifting into an extended position, and I didn't have those muscles on my shoulders through my arms until I did the bar method. So that's all from doing a combination of CrossFit and the bar method. So, and also I got comments about my tush. That's also because of the bar method.
What did they say about your tush, Patty?
Stephanie Menendez had some very nice things. I believe she said it was on point, was what she said about
my
tush.
Yeah, among other things. She said it was on point.
It was on point.
Yeah. That's good upper management right there.
Am I going to get her in trouble because I said that she was talking about my workout regimen?
Yeah, no, and actually, Mark, that's lower management.
No, that's.
And what I mean by that is Patty's body location.
Oh, I see.
I wasn't dissing Steph. I was saying the management was of the lower half.
I don't know what's happening.
I don't know what joke I'm trying to make here.
It's my fault.
I'm just going to back out of this whole.
No.
My mic's off.
Oh, back out of this. It's entirely my fault. I shouldn't have. But I'm trying to explain that for the first. Look, I'm older. We don't have to go into how old I am. But I've had two kids, and I've never felt as good about my body as I have this year, doing both CrossFit and bar method. And then you throw in doing the stairs. I think I want to start swimming. That's what I want to do next, is start swimming more often. Craig, are we getting in trouble for talking about my tush?
No, Peachy just called in to say that she also gets comments about her
tush
behind. Yeah.
Oh, congratulations.
Her lowerly managed area. That's what I meant before.
Lowerly managed?
I don't know what I'm saying anymore. Stuck in a corner.
But that's my fault. I posted the picture because of the shoulder, the lats and the delts. That's what I was proud of. I didn't realize that people would be drawn to another area. But thank you, apparently. As well. What was I saying? Oh, swimming. We should start a swim team. Can we do a WGN radio swim team? I think instead of softball, which we clearly were lacking, and we still have to put together our team to play against the Chicago Fire Department. But I think a WGN radio swim team would be fun.
I'm in.
I'm going to remain silent. And but I'll say this on the swim team. I will not have the same expectations that I had for the softball team. I'm a horrendous swimmer. I can't do the crawl. I got screamed at by my high school gym teacher, Coach Wisniewski, who was very disappointed and made me a beginner. I don't drown. I am still here, but I can't help a whole lot of you, Patty.
I think swim classes with Carm is what we would need to do. And I don't want to be your teacher because that's weird, right? Because I've taught children, but I've never taught adults either. So I don't really know. It's a different psychology. I'll bet we can get a good swim coach. Would you be interested in that?
Sure. Absolutely.
You don't sound committed.
Yeah, I think he's in. I think he's in for sure. Can we pitch him additional ideas? Would you wear floaties during at least a couple of the episodes?
Swim cap with flowers.
And a ducky around your stomach.
I'm in for the swim cap. The ducky's a little bulb. For clarification here, I can actually swim. I just can't swim well.
Sure,
Carm. I can't. I just took classes like 2 years ago.
See? How did it go, Esmeralda, for swim classes?
I can stick my head in the water now without not sucking in water.
2 years ago, Esmeralda, you didn't know how to swim at all?
I did, but it was like clumsy and weird, and it was just from figuring out I see how that works. But I didn't know how to like properly stick my face in the water or anything. I still hold my nose if I jump in, so.
Sorry, Craig's watching me try to work on my stroke and how I would teach somebody.
Swimming in studio.
Are
you doing the knife? Are you knifing the water?
Well, because the way I was taught was that, yeah, you knife through the water, yep. but then it's confusing here because you also then are pulling your gun out of the holster.
Yes.
That's where you go. So it's a little confusing. But Esmeralda, the way you're moving your arms around, I was thinking, because I had a boyfriend in college, let's call him Derek because that was his name, Liebert, and he was a master swimmer. He was fantastic, like all state in high school, great swimmer in college, and he was watching me do some lap swimming, and he was waiting for me on the deck when I came to the wall, and he waved me over. He wanted to give me some instruction, and he goes, you know those bathtub wind-up toys that spin their arms around and don't go anywhere? That's kind of how you look. Which I like, for someone you're dating, there had to be a nicer way to put that. So I'm no expert, is what I'm saying. I still have a lot.
Derek had a pretty good body though, didn't he, Patty?
Well, the thing was, like from the waist up, but then like at the hips, because he was so lean, he was very he had bony hips and it's just fantastic chests and shoulders and lats.
He could have benefited from some lower management.
He needed some lower management. More after this on 720 WD. I'm telling you, we are never, ever, ever getting back together. Okay, this is a good one too. Carm, would you say this is also a good Tay Swift song? It's a little Tay pop.
Yeah, it reminds me of my ex-girlfriend, but don't worry about
that.
I'm sure I'll sleep
out. Also Bad Blood? That's an illegal U-turn to the person on Michigan Avenue that probably doesn't have their station turned to WGN anyway, but still, that was illegal. I'm sorry, Carm. I'm easily distracted in the Allstate Showcase studio.
Letter of the law, spirit of the law. 1 a.m, you're allowed to do an illegal turn on Michigan Avenue, Patty.
I don't think that's true. 312-981-7200. We need the police department to please call in and tell Carm he's wrong.
No, and Mark, I have a follow-up question. At what time are you allowed to run a red light?
Right now.
Yes. What's the appropriate amount of time to wait at a red light that feels like it's taking too long? Yes, go ahead, Carm.
Listen, if no one's around and you're an adult and can make a wise decision, I got no problem with you going.
None of us are backing you on that. Esmeralda?
Maybe. What time?
Esmeralda, you do traffic for this radio station. This is just
That's
wrong.
That's not traffic
now.
Laws.
Yes, it is.
I just tell you about the traffic.
Carm is about to sign himself up for another segment because I got to take calls. Because I know I'm as appalled as you
By
are.
By the
Craig
way, though,
does.
if Esmeralda is a terrible driver, that would make me upset for some reason.
I am a very good driver.
I would expect that of you.
Who's making judgment calls at red lights if no one's around.
Breaking rules, taking
You know
names.
What? Have you ever been at a red light and it doesn't change? I was told because if you don't get into the line of sight of the red light or something, it won't change.
Trigger the sensor.
Yeah.
312-981.
What do you do then?
7200. Where's your red light that you just blow through because you know it's not going to change anytime soon? My dad used to do it at Tui and Niles Center Road up there in Skokie, the Niles, Skokie Village. What's that called? The Village Crossing. So, Carm,
know it well. Go, Papa Patty.
Do you, Carm, have an intersection where you're just like, it's not going to happen anytime soon?
Many, many intersections, Patty.
Okay, Carm, stop right there. As your legal representation, I'm going to go ahead and ask you to please refrain from sharing any more information in this vein, please.
Okay. All right. You ask, I answer. That's my commitment. Pretty late.
I would recommend that you plead the fifth. No.
I like the answer to any question. What's the biggest traffic violation you've ever done, Carm? And did you get caught? How fast are we talking? It was the fastest you've gone in like a 40, let's say.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Both were impressed with that question.
150 is what the answer is.
Well, and you also, you grew up in the north suburbs. There are some stretches, you know, those, some of those, you know, long, I don't even know which ones, like Golf Road maybe, or a Rand Road. I don't know.
I never got pulled over for massive speeding, but I think I told the story on your show, Patty, where I did have a little bit of an encounter with the
authorities.
Expressway on ramp gates.
Oh, yes, you did. You were trying to beat the gate.
Yes, that happened. That was not the greatest moment of my driving career, being cracked into by a gate and spun around on the Edens and facing the wrong direction and realizing that I'm lucky to be alive and I'm really an idiot.
Now, all of them? Or were you just trying to, if I get in, I'll be able to go through.
Yeah, no, it was just, I just got hit by one.
Okay. All it takes to learn your lesson.
There were others waiting for me. It wasn't like the last spear gate. I was nowhere close to making it.
Okay, I was imagining a Indiana Jones-esque thing. Right. Like you trying to make it to the do-do-do-do.
Before the last blade pierces his chest. Yeah. Sorry.
I mean, if it had been the Dukes of Hazzard, I would have leaped up and flown over the gates. But that, unfortunately, was not the scenario.
That never seemed like a wise thing. All the car jumping stuff that they did, you would think on landing, you'd do some damage to your spinal cord, wouldn't you think? I mean, how well can you break? Do you go limp or do you try to stay rigid in that situation?
I'd say limp.
Are we talking stunt deviled lives here? What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, like if you're in a car that's airborne and upon impact, is it better to go soft or try to brace yourself for the impact?
Interesting question. Never thought about it. I think you do the old curl up in a cat ball and just live that dream.
Or do you like try to spread out and just try to occupy like so
full splat action?
How long is my car airborne? Are we talking about where I can bail?
That's a good question,
right,
too.
Because that's what I do. I roll, I think, and then I just walk away real cool.
Yeah, I mean, if you're in Lake Point Towers and you're driving out of the parking garage and you're airborne over the river.
Yeah, just jump out.
Yeah, just make a dive for the water. How come we've never seen that? Someone diving out of a car into the river. I mean, we've seen people jumping out of planes and we're supposed to believe that nonsense.
That is my favorite question of this show. Like, do you mean during a show we just glance over? And someone's diving out of a car?
No, I meant in a movie.
That would be amazing.
I'm going to say you have to be... See, because you can't be too close. You can't be on the right.
In a movie, it did happen. The Fast and the Furious.
I haven't seen those.
They were plummeting toward the water, and they jumped out of a car.
And are they diving, or are they...
They were falling from far up.
Right, so they're doing, the flailing thing. They're not doing, the intentional swan
dive. They were cool like it. I think they did the missile, where they tucked completely.
I thought you were thinking of here. On Lakeshore Drive. I'm like, right. I don't know if you could really do that.
Real people.
Just because there's that big wall.
We will give a Lumel Nadis to someone who jumps out of a car.
No. Legally, we're not allowed to encourage that kind of thing.
Let's not do that.
Well, because I'm thinking you can't even open the door. Mm. Because the far right lane on Lakeshore Drive, there's the big concrete things.
We're talking about being airborne.
Yeah,
when you're airborne.
Oh,
no...
I see.
Yeah.
Yes, like so, Lake Point Towers, right? The Marina Towers.
The Marina Tower,
right? The Marina.
So into the river.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
That would be.
Did I ever tell you that when I'm on a bridge car, when I'm in the car, I roll all my windows down if I have to come to a complete stop on a bridge, just in case the bridge goes and I end up in the water with my car, I can just swim out.
I believe that, Patty.
It seems really difficult.
To what?
To try to roll them all down at the same time that quickly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I only need the one, but I'll do them all just...
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
I only need the one. But if I, especially when my kids were younger, I would make sure the back window was down too.
So. Is that what you're most fearful of? The drowning, perhaps, situation? Or would you be more fearful of being in a plane that was having some complications?
Interesting. Well,
drowning.
Oh.
No, that's an easy question.
Well, because there's that moment where you can help yourself in a drowning situation. There's absolutely nothing we can do in a plane crashing situation.
What do you mean by help yourself? You can just let it go?
No, I mean, you can try to at least mentally work out a solution to your problem if you're in a drowning situation, right? If you're trapped
in something.
Yeah,
but drowning takes forever. It takes a long time, and it's really horrible, I think. And in a plane, it would be over instantly.
Oh, I see. You'd rather... Okay.
I would much rather be, in a plane.
Plummet to your death than the drought. You're saying,
by the way, I would also bail out of a plane. I would survive probably. I'd figure that out.
Do you
out.
Always wear a parachute?
No. I do it without one. I like Captain America.
I looked into that when I was younger. How
really?
Much would it?
I just want to apologize for bringing up this incredibly uplifting topic.
Mark, no, seriously, how would you die if you could pick
between those two
or any other one? Give us go rogue on us.
In my sleep of a heart attack when I'm 95.
Yes, thank you.
Oh,
you're welcome. After a lifelong of
all day, but like,
yeah.
I mean, I've been on cruises, and if you're on a cruise and you just look out of that dark ocean at night, just the concept of falling over the edge of the boat because you had too much to drink or whatever just happened, and then you're just in the water, that just sounds so bad.
That's why I'm never going on a cruise.
Yeah. Now, we don't have any cruise advertisers on the station, do we?
No offense, but I
love cruises. I'm frightened right now.
Yeah.
No, I'm frightened of falling into dark, dark water. I don't even like looking at Lake Michigan at night because it freaks me out.
Oh, it's beautiful. With cruises, I have a bigger problem being trapped with the same people every day. Like having.
I love those people.
Oh, wait, what if when something goes awry, like the toilet stopped working or everyone has diarrhea?
A ship just came back that everyone had like the norovirus on, which is.
Everyone got diarrhea?
A lot of people got
probably.
Sounds horrible.
But cruises are lovely. Do we have any advertisers?
Not at the moment,
that's
but
fear
I would
number
love cruises,
two on yeah. a cruise ship.
Diarrhea.
Yeah. Carm, I apologize that we didn't get back to sports, and I'm not going to make you stay any longer unless you really want to.
You do not have to apologize, Penny. I love ending up a conversation with a good diarrhea talk.
Well, I feel bad that we didn't even discuss the White Sox. They did lose tonight. The Cubs have two games tomorrow, and we've got so much. I'll save up all the stories for next week, and we'll cover them then, even if they're late.
Sox gave up 7 runs in the 8th inning tonight. That was an epic debacle.
It's not my fault, Craig. I looked up and I was cheering because we were up 11-8, and I was all excited. And like the moment I said it, somebody hit a 2-run. Like there were 2 runs came in, and it was 11-10. And then I turned the TV off because I didn't want to be responsible for anything else.
Triple, 3-run homer. See you later. That was a tough loss.
Oh, boy. All right, Carm, get some rest, will you? Thank you for hanging out with us for a whole hour.
Good night, guys. Thanks so much.
Good night. It's Carm. He's on Saturdays and Sundays on The Beat at 3 o'clock Saturday and Sunday. It's 3 to 7 and then 3 to 6 on Sunday. Is that right? Oh, he's gone. All right. Let me just – all right. And follow him on Twitter at The Carm.